My life today, December 28, the veil will be drawn aside. All life's experiences will be made plain. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. There, when the veil that darkens our vision shall be removed, and our eyes shall behold that world of beauty of which we now catch glimpses through the microscope, when we look on the glories of the heavens, now scanned afar through the telescope. When, the blight of sin removed, the whole earth shall appear in the beauty of the Lord our God, what a field will be open to our study! There the student of science may read the records of creation and discern no reminders of the law of evil. He may listen to the music of nature's voices and detect no note of wailing or undertone of sorrow. In all created things, he may trace one handwriting. In the vast universe, behold God's name writ large, and not in earth or sea or sky, one sign of ill remaining. There will be open to the student history of infinite scope and of wealth inexpressible. Here, from the vantage ground of God's word, the student is afforded a view of the vast field of history, and may gain some knowledge of the principles that govern the course of human events. But his vision is still clouded, and his knowledge incomplete. Not until he stands in the light of eternity will he see all things clearly. The veil that interposes between the visible and the invisible world will be drawn aside, and wonderful things will be revealed. There, all who have wrought with unselfish spirits will behold the fruit of their labors. The outworking of every right principle and noble deed will be seen. How little of the result of the world's noblest work is in this life manifest to the doer! Parents and teachers lie down in their last sleep, their life work seeming to have been wrought in vain. They know not that their faithfulness has unsealed springs of blessing that can never cease to flow, and the influence repeat itself a thousandfold. In the hereafter, the action and reaction of all these will be seen.